The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Welcome back inside the Scotiabank Saddledome. A final on this Friday afternoon. The Barracuda set a new season high. They bought 8 goals, 7 different goal scorers. Luca Cagnoni, the only skater with 2 goals, as they run past the Calgary Wranglers in game 71 of 72. An 8-3 final. They improved to 2-1 against Calgary on the year. They are back at 500 on the road at 15-3-2. Calgary now 21-11-3-0. On home ice, they had 1-2 in a row entering this afternoon's game, but their record now falls to 36-28, 4-3. They stay put at 79 points. Barracuda move ahead of Calgary in the division into that fifth spot. They were up to 81 points, 36-26, 5-4 on the year. Really, from the opening faceoff, the Barracuda had the offense cooking in this game. On the game's first shot, Luca Cagnoni drifting down from the left point would lean into a slap shot and beat goaltender Devin Cooley under the blocker. And the time of the game's opening goal, again on the first shot of the game, would come at 2:23. And for Cagnoni, he sets a new franchise record for goals by a defenseman, his 15th of the year, from Regenda and Chernyshov. Chernyshov's pro debut in North America. Up now by Regenda, swings it through the blue paint. Now Cagnoni tees it up, he scores! Luca Cagnoni steps into a ball from the left side and beats goaltender Cooley to give the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. The time of the goal at the 2:23 mark of period number one on the game's first shot. Cagnoni has set a new franchise record for goals by a defenseman. So Cagnoni's 15th opens up the scoring on the game's first shot. Barracuda would then go on the power play. They didn't record a shot, really didn't have much going on it. And as it expired, Calgary just moments later would tie the score up. Martin Furk, veteran forward, always an offensive threat, would work from his forehand to his backhand and go shelf from an angle as he carried the puck down the left wing side, tying the score up in period number one. Poirier has it. He'll carry it from right to left in the neutral zone. Gains the line. Poirier, left wing side, has a man in Furk. Furk works to the backhand and scores! Soft hands from Martin Furk as he beats Carrier short side on a forehand backhand shelf, and we're even at 1-1. So tied at 1-1, but Calgary would take a late minor penalty in the first period. Jeremy Poirier called for tripping at 18:22, and on the ensuing advantage, the Barracuda would go back up by a 1, and a goal late in that first period, although it seemed somewhat insignificant at the time. That would really turn out to be the turning point. A late period goal, always important, and the Barracuda just seemed to open up the floodgates after that goal. They take a 2-1 lead. Goal credited to Daniil Gushin's 28th from Luca Cagnoni and Colin Graff. Off it for just a moment, pulls it back in. Gushin sheds his man. Now for Cagnoni, gives back Gushin on the backhand. He scores! What a beautiful finish from Daniil Gushin in tight as he lifts it off the post and in, and the Barracuda strike on the power play with 15.2 ticks left here in the opening period. Beautiful finish from Daniil Gushin, his 28th goal of the year in 1944, the time of the goal in the first period. So the Barracuda would carry a 2-1 lead into the intermission. They outshot the Wranglers in the first 9-6 and went 1-for-2 on the power play. In the second, the Cuda would not wait long. Just 37 seconds into the second to push their lead to 2. Beautiful individual effort by Pavel Regenda. He would take the puck to the net, and Philip Bystedt would clean up the loose puck for Bystedt, up now to 12 goals on the year. Regenda, the lone assist. Time of the goal at the 37-second mark of period number 2, and the Barracuda would take a 3-1 lead. All right, check on the far side wall, but the Barracuda come out with it. Here comes Regenda down the right wing, trying to dance around. Mac got in on net. Save made. It's poked home. Bystedt! and the Barracuda score early in the second period, 37 seconds into it. A power move from Regenda, and Bisted cleans up the loose change. Philip Bisted on the board, 37 seconds into that second period. Barracuda were not done. A buck 26 into that second. Patrick Giles would snap one past Devin Cooley. That would end Cooley's afternoon, giving up four goals on 12 shots. Beautiful pull of the trigger from Giles. And for Patrick Giles, who came over in that trade from Florida's organization that sent Vitek Vanacek back the other way. Ninth goal in the air, fourth in a Barracuda sweater. Time of the goal for Giles at 1:26, so period number two. Umbrin tried to seam a pass, but it goes off of Giles. Barracuda forced the turnover. Giles over the line. Shoots, scores! Patrick Giles beats Cooley under the glove. It's a 4-1 Barracuda lead. Quick little snapshot there from Giles, beats Cooley. Cooley's afternoon over after 21 minutes and 26 seconds. So the Wranglers would make a goaltending change. Volteri Ignatiev would enter the game, and it would not get much better. On the first shot that he faced, Braden Hache would beat him from distance, a screen in front. It would find its way through the five hole. Hache's third of the year. Barracuda up 5-1. This will drift all the way down for an icing. That was actually Hache who played it up the wall. Barracuda have it back for Hache. Tees it up, shoots, and scores! Braden Hache from the left point beats the Calgary netminder through the five hole. It is all Barracuda. Four unanswered goals now. They're up 5-1. They weren't done. Up 5-1 at that point. Scott Sabourin would then make it 6-1. Just the third shot that Ignatiev saw, and it would beat him. And the Barracuda pushed their lead to 5 in the second period. Aspero deep in his own end for Calgary. Whips it far side. Sabourin has it on the backhand. He scores! Scott Sabourin joins the party as he beats the Calgary netminder. On the blocker's side on a nifty backhander in between the circles, it is a 6-1 Barracuda lead. Calgary would get one back in the second period to make it 6-2. In the third, though, 31 seconds into the third period, Luca Cagnoni once again a beautiful point shot on the power play upstairs from Gushin to Graf. Cagnoni's second of the game, third point, 16th goal of the year. Barracuda would go up at that point, 7-2. Then William Stromgren would light the lamp, his 14th, a beautiful finish in tight upstairs. But it was too little too late as the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 8-3. They tack on another goal late. Anthony Vincent, final seconds of the game, 14 seconds to be exact. Heat scores 10th from Sabourin and Cardwell as the Cuda would set a new season high with 8 goals in a game, winning this one by a score of 8-3. Gabe Carrier picks up the victory. He's up to 10 wins on the season. He is 10-8-3. The losing goaltender for Calgary is Devin Cooley, who didn't last more than 22 minutes in the game. He is now 21-17-5 on the year, is Cooley. Final shots 30-29. Barracuda go 2-for-6 on the power play. Calgary 0-for-3 on the advantage. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star is Scott Sabourin. Sabourin finishes with 3 points. He had a goal and 2 assists in the win, and we all know all the other things that Sabourin does, so when he's chipping in with offense like that, he is a force to be reckoned with. He is our number three star, the veteran forward. 3 points, just his third three-point game of his career. Scott Sabourin had a three-point game earlier this month. He's got another one. He is the number three star. Number two star is Daniil Gushin. Gushin just re-signed back from the Sharks. A three-point game for him. A goal and 2 assists for Gush. 3 shots on net and a couple of penalty minutes. And the number one star, Luca Cagnoni. 2 goals and assists for Cagnoni. 3 shots on net. 2 of those 3 points coming on the power play. His prowess on the man advantage continues. He picks up 3 points. Number one star as the Barracuda win this game by a final score of 8-3. Game length this afternoon, 2 hours, 24 minutes, 5,937 sod here at the Saddle Dome. Just one more game left on the regular season slate. That's Sunday here in Calgary. We'll be on the air at 11:30 with pregame coverage set for a 12 Pacific puck drop. We look forward to bringing it to you. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us this afternoon, whether you listened on the Sharks Audio Network or at SJBarracuda.com or watched the game on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Sunday as we wrap up the regular season. we should have a lot more clarity on where the Barracuda could be heading come playoff time. Still three teams they could potentially face in round one: Ontario, Coachella Valley, or Abbotsford. They're 2 points ahead now of Calgary, so sitting at the fifth spot. If the playoffs were to start today, it would be Coachella Valley who the Barracuda would face in round number one. Final score from the Saddle Dome: Barracuda 8, Calgary 3. Until Sunday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you then.
Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.